Chapter 3. The GDT. The meeting with the principal was short. Peter and his brother lied about the fight, and nobody asked Layla what happened. Mr. Savage suspended her. "Suspension means that Layla cannot come to school for a week," he told Layla's parents. "And if she wants to keep her scholarship, then she must get excellent grades in all her lessons. That will show us that she really wants to be at MMGS. Nobody spoke on the drive back home. Mama and Bubba sat in the front of the car, looking straight ahead. Even the twins were quiet. That evening, at dinner, Layla told her family the full story. "I know I did the wrong thing, Mama," she said, crying. "But Peter was so horrible, and nobody stopped him or helped me."
"Peter and Jack are Mr. Cox's sons," said Bubba. "He's the chair of the board. They're a very important family at that school."
"But what do I do if he attacks me?"
"You know that we don't agree with fighting, Layla. And calling someone bad names is never good. It makes us as bad as the people that we're fighting. But you were looking after yourself and not attacking. Is that right?" Mama asked.
Layla nodded again.
"That's okay." Mama touched Layla's face. "We all need to look after ourselves."
"What do we do now?" Layla asked.
"Do you want us to talk to the school?" asked Mama.
"What do you think, Ozzy?" Layla asked.
"It's better if they don't say anything for the moment," said Ozzy. "If you bring parents into things like this, it usually doesn't help."
"Okay, but if you want our help, we're here for you," said Mama. "You're suspended, but you're going to use the week to study."
That night, Layla lay on her bed texting messages to Dina on her phone. She missed her so much, and Dina always knew what to do.
"Dina, I had the worst day."
"Wow, what happened?"
"A boy shouted horrible things at me in front of the school, and I headbutted him."
"Wow, you did what?"
"Now I'm suspended."
"You got suspended? You?"
Crying face emoji.
Layla threw her phone across the bed.
"Peter and his brother are so horrible," she thought. "How can they treat people like that? Mama and Baba often talk about people like the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Nelson Mandela, and Maya Angelou. They were all strong people who fought to make the world a better place. Many people attacked them, but they did not try to hurt the people who hurt them. They showed respect to people who were horrible to them. How did they do that?" Just then, Ozzy came into the bedroom. Her brother was not always nice to her, but she respected him and wanted him to like her. He was cool, clever, and good at sports. Moments like these, when he wanted to talk to her, always made her feel special.
"Are you okay?" he asked.
"Yeah." Layla's voice was quiet. "But what if Peter or his brother hurt me again?"
"They're bullies," Ozzy said. "Don't fight them. Be cleverer than them."
After he left, Layla suddenly remembered a notice about a robot competition outside the principal's office. Maybe she could build a robot to find her way out of this problem. But first, she needed to talk to Mr. Gilvary. That evening, Mama helped Layla to write an email. "Dear Mr. Savage,
Please can Layla go to the tech room tomorrow to collect her books?
Mr. Gilvary, Layla said in the tech room the next day, I saw a notice about a robot competition. I want to compete.
The Grand Designs Turismo, the GDT, Mr. Gilvary said with a big smile, is the biggest robotics invention competition in the country. Only the best ideas can be in the Australian final, and the team that wins will go to the world final in Germany. MMGS always does really well in the competition. Many years ago, Mr. Cox and his team almost won the world final.
This is great, thought Layla. If I'm part of a winning group, I'll keep my scholarship.
How do I join a team, Mr. Gilvary? She asked.
Peter Cox has the best team. His father is helping him, and his team's invention looks very good. He really wants to win.
No, 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 thought Layla. Not Peter. Then she had an idea.
Can I start my own team?
Yes. It might be difficult for you to join a team that has worked together for months. Do you know much about inventing things?
No, Layla said, but I can learn quickly.
You'll need to read these books, said Mr. Gilvary.
He gave her a lot of books. They reached her nose as she held them.
You can't find these books on the internet, Mr. Gilvary said. But that's good. If you want to invent something new, you need to read things that other people don't read, or look in places where other people don't look.
Thanks so much, Layla replied. I'll read these and come back next week with some ideas.
Good. And then I'll give you the competition papers. You must complete those papers to enter. Now go and have fun.
Outside, it was difficult for Layla to see where she was going because of the books under her nose. She soon walked into someone.
Be careful, you black dog.
It was Peter Cox. Layla opened her mouth to reply, but could not think of anything to say. She tried not to cry.
What has happened to my voice? She thought.
How did Mama, Baba, and Ozzy feel when people shouted at them in the street? Layla felt afraid and angry, but she knew one thing. I'll take the thing that Peter most wants, the GDT, Layla decided.